Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the uncontested items, and then I would like to remove 3, 4, 5, and I want to ask one question of staff and possibly 9. 3, we already had public comment, and so I think we ought to provide for that in separate. On number 4, that's involving Caltrans. I believe that we have permission for board members who did not vote on the enforcement action at the last meeting to vote, but I wanted to clarify with council they're still of the same impression. And then on 5, I just wanted to declare a possible conflict of interest. It says Chevron Environmental Management. I don't know how that relates to Chevron, the oil company. I have an interest in an interest in an entity that has an interest in Chevron stock. I also am an uncompensated power of attorney representing someone else in that same entity, an interest in an interest in an interest in Chevron stock. And I also have a mother who's 95 and ailing, and I don't believe that technically would cause a conflict of interest, but it would give the appearance of one based upon the way the inheritance is. So I would like to, having disclosed that, be out of the room when we vote 5. And like I said, I couldn't quite figure out the company relationships here, but it's just better to step down. And then the only question I had is I heard that we may or may not want something for 9 on Scotia, that there were concerns that
we need to remove 7 and 9 for roll call votes.
Okay, and I will add 7 and 9. I'm wondering what's left, but
not much, but we do have a couple, and there's a clerical correction for item 6. Inadvertently on item 6, another permit was appended to the end of the page property order. So
are we just down to 2 to shorten?
I think this one can stay on consent, so if I'll just finish with this, that on attachment F fact sheet for page from page 20, F29, after it has Jan's name, Jay Goble, Waterboards, the rest of that is just was appended in error. And so we will fix that, but I think that can stay on consent.
Okay. So am I understanding correctly then that what stays on consent time?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Let's just clarify the Caltrans item number 4. I think there's some confusion about Confusion Hill. Can we just? I think that's it's a different item from the enforcement hearing that the board heard.
Okay.
This is actually a separate settlement. I don't know if you want to talk, but I don't think it needs to get pulled off consent. So.
Okay. Well, all I wanted from that was a legal counsel clarification. I'm happy to keep it on.
We need okay. So what stays on consent would be 2, 4, not 5.
6 and 8.
6.
6 and 8, right?
6 and 8. Okay.
And please let the record note that item number 6 has some flotsam and jetsam in it, which will be removed on the final permit because it's a clerical error.
So that's what's left on consent.
Okay. So we then would move to adopt item number 2, 4, 6, and 8?
Yes.
In that order. Even. We're going even the day.
I'm happy to cheer.
How are you?
Ms. Tynes?
Am I there? Okay. Irene Tynes. I'm recusing myself from item 2, the Crescent City Harbor District.
So now we're down.
Just to make it a little bit more interesting, then, we drop 2 off, and we will first then.
Thank you.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we then, for uncontested, do 4, 6, and 8.
Okay.
For adoption.
I'll accept that as amendment.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
I'll move item 2.
Item 2. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Okay. Aye.
Opposed? And let the record reflect that Board Member Tynes recused herself.
She was just a
okay, so then we have left then.
All right,
somebody keep me honest here. We have 3, 5, 7, and 9. How do we take these, please?
You could take item 7 and then 9 and do roll calls on
those. Roll call.
Because those are clean.
Okay, so let's take 7 first on a roll call, which is the Coast Guard, the Two Rock Coast Guard Station. Okay. This is a roll call item, so we'll go down roll call. Board Member Tynes.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Massey.
Aye.
Mr. Hale?
Aye.
Mr. Corbett?
Aye.
I'm aye as well. No opposed. So that goes. We will repeat with agenda item number 9. Board Member Tynes?
Aye.
Ms. Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Massey?
Aye.
Mr. Hales?
Aye.
Mr. Corbett?
Aye.
Aye as well. Okay, so we see no opposition then. We have covered those two, leaving number
5.
5. And I think that's a clarification. Your question, I believe, Mr. Corbett, was a
I'm just recusing yourself,
so we could come back and just have this on a consent, as I see that. So we would move
number
to
5, Mr. Chair.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed?
Okay.
Okay. That leaves
impressive housekeeping.
I got
Mr.
a lot
Chair.
Of pen here. I think what we have left then is we pulled item
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3,
which we pull off.
Right. And before we get to that, I think I didn't realize there was some public comment, not on the item, but they want to just follow up on item 4 for a moment.
For Caltrans, I just wanted to explain. I'm Julie Macedo, Senior Staff Counsel from the Office of Enforcement. I saw you all in March for the hearing on the Caltrans Confusion Hill discharge violations, which I understand that order was entered at the March hearing. Today's order that I believe was just voted on was for a reporting settlement that Caltrans and the prosecution team entered. I just wanted to state for the record that the prosecution team made clerical adjustments to the order that were not objected to by Caltrans. And the only other thing I'd like to state was that the Office of Enforcement would like to congratulate Kat on her new position. And while we're sorry to see her go, we wish her every luck in her new endeavor.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay, thank